great.
Ready, Bess?
Motion call the meeting order. Call the meeting order. Please stand for a moment of silence, October 8, 2013, 7 o'clock, Newcastle County Council. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals a 12 present, one absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the meeting minutes of September 24th, 2013?
Motion to approve is distributed.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. We have an announcement tonight from members of council. Councilmember Smiley, Councilmember Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, R13-223 will not be introduced this evening.
Thank you, Councilmember Smiley. Councilmember Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, Resolution 13-225 will not be introduced this evening.
Thank you, Councilmember Cartier. We'll move on. I'm sorry. Councilmember Retta.
Thank you. Resolution
13-222
will not be introduced.
Thank you, Councilmember Retta. Any other announcements? Councilmember Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under the proper order of business, the entire council will be making a presentation to Sarah Poppity, our recorder of deeds.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Any other announcements? Seeing now, we'll move to the introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Ordinance 13076, amend the grants budget appropriate federal funding of $209,317 to the 2013 JAG Justice Assistance Grant, Evidence-Based SMART Programs Grant to the Newcastle County Police Department. Ordinance 13077, amend the grants budget appropriate state funding of $252,489 to the FY 2014 Fund to Combat Violent Crime Grant for the Newcastle County Police Department. Ordinance 13078, amend the annual FY 2014 approved operating budget establishment by funding for the Office of Community Governing by reducing the FY 2014 appropriations and position authorizations in the Departments of Special Services, $56,627, land use, $180,294, and administration, $73,544, and by increasing the Department of Community Services appropriations, $310,465, and position authorization. Ordinance 13079 to amend pay plan, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union unclassified service employees of the Executive Office.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll move on now to reports from select and special committees. We'll start with the Finance Committee. Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today's Finance Committee meeting, we had an agenda that was tilted much more to the end of the agenda than the beginning. In the ordinance section, we have a refund of taxes, sewer taxes paid in error, and we have an ordinance to that effect tonight, and that totaling about $8,500. Also, we had a report on the general insurance program for the county. The good news there is we got greater coverage and our premiums went down. So that was a good news for us. Also, we had a report from the CFO on the reviewing and finalizing the situation with the artesian overbilling water sewer rate issue, and we're looking for a resolution of that in the next month or so to the satisfaction of council and the ratepayers concerned. And we also entertained a discussion on the impact of the stoppage of the federal government, the lack of a budget, and its potential interruption in revenues to the county through housing and urban development, which is, you know, uses funds to fund Section 8 and other programs. So people raised a note of concern about that in the midst of that meeting. And we also approved some council grants, as we are typically do, benefiting where the community groups and causes and projects in New Castle County.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Councilmember Sheldon.
Yes, on October 1st, we had a special council meeting, which we talked about an update on Claymont Library. It'll be finished with the city of public. And then we had an update from special services, what they call a telematics program, and GPS's tracking cars, saving fuel mileage, and keeping them whereabouts of where everybody's working at in the town.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilmember Retta.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Tuesday, October the 1st, we had a land use meeting. We had one item. It was a plan for Red Clay Consolidated School District for William F. Cook Jr. School. It's an elementary school. It's in Mill Creek Hunter. And it is 69,552,000 square feet. That's the estimated size.
Anything else, Council?
Barbie?
Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you, sir. Councilman Bell, Public Safety.
Thank you, Mr. President. We held our regular Public Safety Committee meeting this afternoon on the 8th floor, and we discussed and reviewed three different grants that our police department within Public Safety have obtained from the State Law Enforcement Assistance Funding. And we had an extensive and very thorough presentation made by Special Services Acting General Manager Wayne Merritt. And it was a needs assessment of our public safety building and outlined some current critical needs for the facility and also some future planning needs that we'll be reviewing in the future for the building. I want to point out two things that was brought up this afternoon, and for the record, and I believe it does need to be put on the record, is that while we had a very full agenda this afternoon, very interesting, but very full all the way up to 5 p.m., that there were two separate issues that were brought up by members of our council, Councilman Street and Councilman Powers. And I want to make sure that it's put on the record that we as council clearly hear and understand the importance of this county government and our public safety department, the government as a whole, to be concerned and to work closely with the city of Wilmington with the various criminal activity, crime, violence, gun violence, and unfortunately shootings in the city of Wilmington. We had committed ourselves to discuss it more thoroughly in a future meeting with Colonel Setting and members of the of our police department on some of the initiatives that our county police are involved in unison with the city. But it's very important, I think, that this council mentions it as part of this meeting this afternoon. That is something none of us should take lightly for the citizens of Wilmington who are in New Castle County, Delaware, and for the many men and women who frequent and work in the city of Wilmington. It's a very serious situation. It was brought to light this afternoon by Councilman Street, and I want to make sure it's on the record. The other item was brought up by Bill Powers, Councilman Bill Powers, about mutual responses of various police agencies with our county police and some of the problem areas that we're experiencing, especially in southern New Castle County. And Councilman Cartier brought up similar situations up in the northern portion of the county. So there are future items that will be discussed, but very important items.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. In executive session, executive committee, rather, we went into executive session today, and we discussed pertinent issues relative to legal matters as relates to the county business. Mr. Hollins, you would like to add anything to that?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such. and published in the newspaper and available in the back of the room. Is there anyone from the council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 13216, congratulating Marianne M. Hardesty on receiving the Distinguished Service to Agriculture Award. Resolution 13217, congratulating Sarah Poppy III in the Newcastle County Register of Wills Office for receiving the National Association of County Recorders, Election Officials, and Clerks, NACRC, Best Practices Award. Resolution 13218, honoring the Stuart Ramsey family for receiving the Newcastle County Farm Family of the Year Award for 2013. Resolution 13219, congratulating Amber Shoemate on her extraordinary act of heroism. Resolution 13220, honoring the life of Hazel Washington Fitzgerald and expressing condolences to her family and friends.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Ms. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Ms. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Consent calendar has been passed. Presentations, any member of council wish to make a presentation at this time? Councilmember Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. If yourself as president of our county council, as well as all members of council, please join me along with our recorder of deeds, Sarah Poppity, and any of his staff.
I'm glad we council can all agree on all one thing.
Right? On you.
Now we did all agree on this, and this is a resolution number 13-217, sponsored by all county council, congratulating Sarah Poppy III and Newcastle County Register of Wills Office for receiving the National Association of County Recorders, Election Officials, and Clerks Best Practices Award. Whereas on July 19, 2013, Sarah Poppy III and the Newcastle County Register of Wills Office received the NACRC Court Administration Clerk to Board Best Practices Award for reducing backlog to collect untapped revenue on delinquent estates. This award is an opportunity for NACRC members to receive special recognition and honor their unique achievements and best practices in their respective fields. And whereas Sarah Poppy III and the Register of Wills Office devised a strategy to prepare his office for the anticipated influx of estates known, it was called Operation Backlog. And whereas Sarah Poppy III and the Register of Wills Office conducted a comprehensive audit which confirmed that more than 20% of probated estates were delinquent in Newcastle County, and whereas Sarah Poppy III and the Register of Wills Office, through Operation Backlog, have saved Newcastle County, Delaware, more than $146,000 and generated previously untapped revenue for Newcastle County. And whereas Newcastle County Council recognizes the Register of Wills Office and Mr. Poppy for seeking ways to improve efficiency, save money, increase revenues, and better serve the citizens of Newcastle County. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County that the County Council hereby congratulates Sarah Poppy III and the Register of Wills on winning the 2013 NACRC Best Practices Award.
I'm a politician, so I always will say a few words, but I just want to thank council, because when I originally presented the plan to you, you council gave me the support to get Operation Backlog done, so I thank you, and I just want to let you all know, I love coming to this building every day. I love serving as the Register of Wills, and one of the reasons I love serving is I think I have the best staff in all the county. So thank you for allowing me to do what I do. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
item H, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. R13-221. Ms. Kilpatrick.
I move that resolution 13-221 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13-221, plan of Red Clay Consolidated School District, William F. Cook Jr. Elementary School, Mill Creek 100, South Side, Graves Road, West Side of Newport Gap Pike, construct 69,552 square foot elementary school, S zoning.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. We heard a presentation by the applicant, Red Clay, and Stephanie Hansen as their appointed attorney. We can hear, if you have questions, we can have them come up again this evening. If not, this is an administerial vote. It is not a discretionary vote, so it's up to the will of the president and council if they have questions and would like to hear more.
Would you all, Councilmember Street, you have a question or comment?
Oh, I have a whole lot of comments.
Mm-hmm. You may comment at this time.
Well, Mr. President, I apologize, and they almost snuck this through, and I missed the land use meeting and didn't realize what this was real until this evening. But all this does is enhance segregation, disenfranchise the city, and guarantee that the achievement gap continues to be just that, a gap. Red Clay has room in city schools. They got room in Highland. They have room in Warner. They have room in Shortridge. And they may have some room in Lewis. They built North Star, went to extraordinary renovations in Brandywine Springs. And then I have to look at this holistically across the board. Christina has built Oberly. Christina has built Marshall. Christina has built Brader. Colonial has built Wilbur. There are new schools being built in the county. Children in the city under so-called choice program don't have a choice to attend these new schools because there's no transportation provided. All this does is further divide. In the meantime, in the last 30 years, nobody, not any of the districts, has so much as contemplated building a new school in the city. And the remnants of segregation still persists in that now you're going further divide in terms of facilities because all the cities in the school are racially segregated, primarily 90% or more African American and Hispanic, and they're going to continue to be the oldest facilities, and we're going to build new facilities, new schools in the county and ignore the city. It's fundamentally unfair. I can't support this or anything like it. And the fact that the district knows full well that they've got space in city schools. So here again, the Neighbor School Act, the Choice School Act, the Charter School Act, you know, we're going to continue to spend money to continue to resegregate, continue to, the achievement gap. And, you know, I don't want anybody to feel like I blindsided them. I missed the meeting, but the facts are the facts. And if the district wants to come forward tonight and have a contrary point of view, and say to me that the city schools are full, which they're not. Enrollments are constantly declining, and the impact of those three acts continues to devastate and potentially destroy the children I represent. And this is just fundamentally unfair, and I can't support this or anything like it.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other comments or questions from council? Public comment. This public comment, please sign your name over there. State your name for the record, and you have a 3-minute limit for your statement.
My name is Richard Smith. I'm the state president of NAACP for the state of Delaware.
I'm here, Mr. President and council members, to support Councilman Spree. He is our chairperson for education, and we did a lot of research and stuff, and the school is FBs and stuff in Christiana and Red Clay, and we know that the school district is playing with racism. They don't want to give the city nothing because the city happened to be 89% black. They don't want to put no high schools in the city. They don't want to put nothing in the city. They just want to take the tax dollars and they want to continue to disenfranchise the black kids in the city of Wilmington. It's time to stop it. And it's time to have a lawsuit or go to the Department of Civil Rights and see what can be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any other public comment? The floor is now closed to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett? No. Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 no, 1 absent.
R13-221 is approved. R13-222 will not be introduced tonight, nor will R13-223 be introduced as well. We'll move right to R13-224, Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like Resolution 13-224, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-224, approving the refund of sewer fees paid in error due to overpayment.
Mr. Cartier.
This was a refunded sewer fees issue we reviewed in the committee meeting per title, Mr. President.
Thank you. Council, you have any questions or comments? Public comment. Floor is now closed. Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner. Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R13-224 is approved. I'm going to move on now to ordinances. Ordinance 13-013. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that ordinance 13-013 be removed from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hereby removed.
Okay. Mr. President, I now move that Ordinance 13-013 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13-013, amend the grants budget appropriate $42,355 in special law enforcement assistance funds, SLEEF, from the State of Delaware Department of Justice, the Department of Public Safety, SLEEF laptop restrictor grant.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would normally say, as per title, but this particular resolution, or actually ordinance to receive SLEEF funding, I think that our police department, in particular our colonel, public safety director, men and women of the police department, deserve a lot of credit with this particular project, because what this project pertains to is that it will actually provide the funding for police laptop restrictors. And very simply put, what this will do is that the system will disable an officer's vehicle, laptop, computer, keyboard while they're in motion at speeds 15 miles per hour or greater. And it was recognized and reviewed by the police and the command of the police that possibly that some of our officers may be utilizing the computer traveling down the road. It's a question of officer safety and trying to prevent accidents, harm to the police officers or others. So we applaud the efforts of our police department to sort of self-police itself and to take a look at something that could provide greater officer safety and safety to our county residents.
Thank you, Councilmember Bell. Council, you have any comments or questions on this ordinance? Public comment? Seeing none, the floor is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Streep?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 13-013 is approved. Item J, honorary resolutions. Any resolutions tonight? Seeing none, any emergency ordinances? Seeing none, public comment. Other. Please state your name for the record, sir, and you have a three-minute limit.
Yes, my name is Roosevelt Nichols. Good evening, County President Bullock and County Council members. I'm the chair of the NAACP Government Affairs Committee, and an incident during the September 10th County Council meeting was brought to our attention, and we looked it over and brought it before the branches of our conference, and they also were disappointed in it as we were and found it offensive. And at this time, have you received?
Okay. Take a moment to
get a copy of the letter, and then I'd like to read it to the council and then make a few remarks. I hope if I have it, make a few remarks if there's enough time.
You have about 1 minute, sir. You're still on the clock.
Okay, well, let me start here reading then. This is from President Richard Smith of the Delaware NAACP State Area Conference in Wilmington, Delaware, addressed to Councilwoman Lisa Diller of the 5th District County Council. Dear Ms. Diller, this written communique pertains to the following. The Delaware NAACP State Area Conference and the African American people of Newcastle County versus 5th District County Councilwoman Lisa Diller regarding the verbal assault and insult of an NAACP member. We are highly disturbed about the disrespectful and unwarranted outburst unleashed by you upon County Attorney Bernard Pepukai at the September 10th, 2013 County Council meeting. We feel that your behavior was completely inappropriate and that you targeted County Attorney Bernard Pepukai. As a result, we will monitor your future County Council behavior from this point on.
With 30 seconds, sir.
In addition, we recommend diversity competency and anger management training for all County Council members to control and keep such expressions of attitudes in check and to assure all citizens who interact with County Council members that they will not be subjected to such inappropriate and demeaning behavior.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, County Council.
This will be submitted to the record. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, County Council.
We would like to have diversity.
State your name again.
Richard Smith and those who state president. We'd like to have diversity class, and we're asking for some more things, but we really ask for a meeting. If we can't get a meeting, we're going to have to do what we got to do, and we will do it. And you can take it any way you want to take it. But at this point, it was very disappointing on our site to see Bernard get up here and be treated the way he was, and he should have been treated after he apologized and everything. And it got to the point the word in the tape were used, you people. Who is you people? We ain't you people. and we refuse to have anybody take our black community and take us for granted. We will fight, and we will fight to the end. So we ask for a meeting, and you, Mr. President, Council Lady Diller, we want to sit down, because we can put this to an end, or we can drag it, and I know that next year this time, it'll be like 14 or 18 states will be here of NAACP members and leadership. And I will keep it on the burn to the end. We will not have our leadership talk to any kind of way, done any kind of way. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Anyone else would like to address the council from the public? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.